Imagine a gym which is totally made for kids. In the studio with us today is Megan Isaacs, Technical Programs Manager at the Kids Gym, and she's here to tell us more about it. The idea was inspired by the co-founder's daughter's illness. So, Megan, please tell us more about yourself.
I graduated about 2 years ago at UWC. I studied sports, recreation and exercise science. It was a 3-year degree in which I learned a lot about sport, about the development of communities. I am currently 22 years old, and that is a little bit about me.
Okay. What is a technical programs manager?
Okay, so a technical program manager at the kids gym, that entails development of programs and exercises for kids at the gym. So I would develop or create a program that is age appropriate so that all kids are able to actually do exercises at the kids gym.
Please tell us more about the origin of the kids gym.
So the kids gym started with an amazing dream by two co-owners or co-founders. One of the owners is Janet Mitchell. She was a SA gymnastics coach, and then also Glenn Joselovitz. And he was inspired by his daughter, who has a rare condition, arthrogryposis. And he was told that she wouldn't be able to walk, and she loves physical activity. She's, you could say, almost the strongest kid at the gym. But that is how the kids' gym started, and yeah.
From what age do children start at the gym?
The kids at the gym, you can start from 0 to 15 years old. So we have a variety of classes for little kids, that is 18 months old, which is called Kids Tots, and then up to 15 years old.
How has the gym been received by the public?
The public loves the concept of the kids' gym because it's the only one. Well, now they've opened one in Joburg. But they love the concept because there is no kids' gym anywhere in South Africa. And yeah, I think they're very positive about the kids' gym.
What are some of the challenges you faced with the kids' gym?
I wouldn't say there are much challenges. I think the only challenge is that there's not enough in the areas. But I'm sure they'd work on that in the future.
Is the gym a symbol for all children, including those that are disabled?
Okay, so it is accessible for children of all abilities. So we have NGO programs that come in the morning. So those are non-profit organizations, and they have learning disabilities and physical disabilities. And we work with them for an hour on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and they love it. So it is for abled and disabled.
Who can join the gym?
Everyone and anyone can join the gym. It is a fun, safe environment for everyone. Like, it is the best place, honestly.
And is there a fee?
Okay, yes, there is a fee. So it depends. We have memberships, and then we also have walk-in fees. So if you decided that you wanted to come to us today, it would be 125 rand. If you bring your own socks, it's worth it. And then memberships, we have 12-month memberships for 2.99 per month. And then we also have 6-month memberships and so forth.
Okay. So, listeners, you have just heard from Megan, and you can join the program as well. There's a little fee to it, but you'll like it and you'll enjoy it. It's fun, and it'll help you as well. So, thank you, Megan, for coming today.